A little less conversation.
Welcome back to the Six here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Max Herz with you on this extended edition of the Six, as these interviews have gotten more fun. They've also gotten longer. So the Six, we're making a decision right now, is actually going to leak into the Seven tonight. We have approval from the suit on high Chase on Game, and he gave double secret approval because we're welcoming in another one of his proud producers here at 102.5 The Game. Scott Meyer is with us. Scott, thanks for doing this, man.
Thanks for having me.
And everyone's like, oh, God, like another producer just coming on to drivel and give opinions and talk about sports or whatever we attempt to do on this station. Scott was a long snapper, first for Alabama. He was the starting snapper on Bama's 2017 title team. Then grad transferred to Vanderbilt, where he was the starting snapper for Vanderbilt in 2019 and 2020. And even a full year after being done with his college football time, he was invited to Arizona Cardinals rookie camp earlier this summer and was part of an NFL camp for the first time. So, Scott, I've been wanting to interview you for a while about that specifically. I interviewed you when you were playing at Vandy, but now you're working here at the station, and you're with the Cardinals, who secretly, not so secretly, but they're the only team I've ever bandwagoned in my life because I love Kyler Murray. So what was minicamp like with the Cards?
You know what? I love Kyler Murray, too.
Did you tell him that?
I didn't get to see him.
He's not a rookie.
No, he didn't go to any of the voluntary stuff, so he wasn't around. But, no, it was a great experience. I love being out there. The weather was great. The program is first class, and all the coaches were just really cool, so it was awesome.
So when was this? It was over a month ago now, right?
Right. It was 2 weeks after the draft happened, so mid-May.
Okay. Oh, so we're a month and a half, almost two full months past it at this point. So you were there with a whole group of rookies, everyone who had just been drafted, and undrafted free agents, and others like yourself who were just invited. So what's it like to be part of that almost third group there?
Yeah, it was kind of wild because it was a bunch of guys that were, you know, my age or a year younger, and they all just got out of college too. And so everybody's just, you know, fighting for a shot. And after not being around a team for a while, it was a little weird. But I remembered kind of what it felt like to be back in the locker room, and you kind of just get those jitters, you know?
So you went to an NFL rookie minicamp as a long snapper. Were you the only long snapper there?
Yeah, I was. It was me, and there was one other punter, and that was it.
So there wasn't even a place kicker?
No.
A punter and a snapper?
No, they had a punter that was already signed. He's in his second year right now. He didn't play on a team last year. He got cut in the offseason, so he's eligible for rookie minicamp this year.
Who is it? Is it someone we would know from college football?
His name's Nolan Cooney. He made news. He had testicular cancer while he was in college. Yeah, and he has this whole foundation.
Where did he go to college?
Syracuse.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I feel like I do remember that. I wouldn't have remembered his name, but I do remember the Syracuse part of it.
Right. So, and it's wild now because he played for the special teams coordinator that Vanderbilt has. So he kind of comes to visit
Justin
sometimes.
Lustig.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Lustig.
That's awesome. So we're talking to Scott Meyer, who's a producer here at the station, former long snapper for Vandy and Bama, talking about his experience at Arizona Cardinals rookie minicamp as a long snapper a couple of months ago now. So you were there. There was a punter there. Did you just snap to him a million times?
Yeah, when we didn't have punt period, yeah, I did. But you know, me and him kind of have always been around like punt systems, and a lot of these rookies haven't. So we kind of took control and helped run the punt groups and the punt periods.
So in something like that, are there a lot of dudes who are either playing on the line on either side of the punt or punt return, or are gunners that have never done that before and might have to do it in the NFL? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, there were definitely a lot, because a lot of colleges don't run a pro-style punt system, mm-hmm. but luckily I did in college. So it was a lot of helping out the guys who have never done it before, a lot of the draft picks, of the free agents, the guys trying to get signed. Everybody was learning.
And did they explain that to you before? Like, you might have to teach the other guys something?
No, they didn't. And then once you kind of realize that nobody else has done this before, I'm like, oh, this is okay. This is familiar.
So did you almost have to work up the courage to take charge of an NFL drill? Is that too strong of a way to word it?
Not really, because as a specialist, like, the punt period is like kind of our thing.
Okay.
Like, it's like kind of like if a quarterback were to tell, you know, an offensive lineman where to go, it's just that's like their thing that they the only thing they focus on. So
what were you being evaluated on, I guess, is the another big question.
I mean, everything from, you know, physical ability, snapping, blocking, to leadership, everything you did inside the organization, being on time.
Just, and this is all over a 3-day period?
Right.
Wow. Yeah.
So, wow.
So is the NF, are all the position coaches there, like the main position coaches? Is everybody there?
Yeah, whole staff okay. was there.
So was the whoever the Cardinals special teams coach is, was his full attention on you on that punter for 3 straight days?
Basically, yeah. And wow. So when everybody would be in meetings and we'd be done with our film, we'd kind of just talk and hang out and joke around.
And what did they tell you? How did they think you did?
I mean, I guess they thought I did well. You know, I wasn't signed or anything. They have a veteran who's been there for a while, but they told me that just stay in contact.
Yeah. So is it too much to assume that if their snapper gets hurt at some point, you would at least be brought in for a tryout with one or two others?
I mean, it might be too much to assume. I'm not sure.
Okay.
It's just it's one of those things that they might want a veteran if it's in the middle of the season, but the off season is a time where they can mess around and test things out.
Did every single team NFL wide bring in a snapper for minicamp? Do you have any idea of that?
No, there was probably off the top of my head, maybe like 11 or 12 guys that went to minicamp.
You know that you're in the top 50 then. If there are 32 who are starters, and then somewhere between 10 and 15 who are getting that first invite?
I guess. I don't know. It's just, it's how it plays out.
Okay.
You know, the Cardinals might call maybe another snapper for a workout. It's just.
But could it also work the other way where another team who didn't have a snapper in the summer call the Cardinals and say, you guys had somebody, even though it was short, would you recommend this person for us to try them out?
Oh, yeah. Teams do that all the time. They recommend guys. We had this guy in. He did great for us. Just stuff like that.
It's so interesting. I mean, there's no backup for these positions.
No.
Like, there isn't a single team that will ever carry a backup specialist at any of the three spots.
No, there's probably only 6 or 7, maybe even less than that, teams that have more than one long snapper on the roster right now just for the offseason.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. We're talking to Scott Meyer, who's a producer here at 102.5 The Game, former long snapper for both Alabama and more recently Vanderbilt, which is how he got to Nashville. He's an Atlanta area native. I know you train a ton here in Nashville, and literally everywhere you turn here, there are NFL players in the offseason. So you've got a good snapping crew. Who coaches you, and how did you stay fresh in between your last game with Vandy in December 2020 and getting the call to, like you said, be in that environment for the first time here in May 2022?
Oh, yeah. There's a ton of specialists that live here. I mainly train with, his name's Matt Overton. He was the long snapper for the Chargers last year. Before that, he was with the Titans. And then we have four or five NFL punters around here, a couple kickers. So we all kind of just have a little group chat and we get together.
It's so funny because as I go around here and announce high school football, at some of the schools, especially the private schools and some of the public schools in specific areas, it's like, oh, like, who's the former NFL kicker teaching special teams here? And like at Ravenwood, it was David Akers for a few years. At Lipscomb Academy, where I know you train a lot, it was Phil Dawson the last few years. So it's unbelievable. I mean, this has become a melting pot. Like, Tight End University is the biggest example of that. Travis Kelce doesn't live here. I know George Kittle lives here, but it's Travis Kelce's event. And he chose to bring it here because he knows the NFL players will show up here. And that's how you get a dude like Zach Wilson, who doesn't live here, has no connections to the area, as far as I know, is throwing to the 20 best tight ends in football in Vanderbilt's practice field 2 weeks ago. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, and honestly, I think a lot of it has to do with Trent Dilfer at Lipscomb.
Yeah, He's
been so welcoming to all those NFL guys, Mike Chandler, MMA guy, just everybody. They'll have practice going on in any inch of the turf they're not using.
Does the MMA fighter train at the football facility?
Yeah, he'll train at Lipscomb Academy.
Wow.
Yeah, that's where he does his work in the weight room. But, yeah, it was pretty cool.
That's unbelievable. I try to tell this to people whenever I talk to them about how crazy Lipscomb Academy football is, because it's a high school, and they're affiliated with a college. The college doesn't have a football team. The high school football team could probably beat a lot of college teams.
Yeah.
They are loaded.
Yeah, they actually, They had a college football game played between like Birmingham Southern.
Yeah. And Sewanee, I think.
Yeah.
Right?
At their high school stadium, which is pretty wild.
Yeah. Just because I think it was during COVID and the schools had had a cancellation and needed to basically meet in the middle.
I guess. I had no idea.
I think that's what it was. But anyway, Lipscomb Academy's indoor half field, is it 50 yards in there?
It's about 40, 50.
So that was where Tua Tagovailoa had like his famous first scout session back after he got hurt at Bama, your former teammate, Tua. And I feel like that was the first time when it really hit me that like this is kind of the center of like the non-NFL football world where people will gather, kind of like how Vanderbilt has become that for baseball too. And it's because so many pro athletes and former pro athletes want to live here. So it's cool that you're in that. And honestly, like you said, Scott, it's so much connection based of like, if a long snapper gets hurt, you might need somebody to recommend you and it's probably out of your hands. And the more people you overlap with, the more people are thinking of you. It's the same as any other job, right?
Yeah, it is. And it's crazy because it could take long snappers, you know, forever to get in. Like I was saying, I trained with Matt Overton. He was a 27-year-old rookie. It took him 6 years to get in.
Wow. Well, we kind of experienced the same thing, Vandy fans, with Andrew East. Because he was so good for Vandy, and he was on the great James Franklin teams, and it took him years of being in a preseason camp every single year and switching teams to finally get a chance to play first with the Raiders, I believe, and then with Washington for a little bit. And now he's done playing and famous for other things. But he kind of exemplified that life.
Yeah, he's the perfect example of that. There's so many guys that go through it, but he was probably the biggest one in the spotlight that, you know, that was the first time that anybody that wasn't a long snapper got to see it.
Wow. Yeah. Talking with Scott Meyer, former snapper for Alabama. He was the starting snapper as a redshirt freshman for the 2017 Crimson Tide title team and more recently snapped for Vandy. He was an Arizona Cardinals rookie minicamp in May. Is there a chance you go back for preseason camp? Do you know yet?
I mean, there's a chance for everything, honestly, at this point. A lot of people to say that when you least expect it, that's when it happens. So I'm just trying to least expect everything.
Do you have any idea why the Cardinals picked you? Had you had previous contact with them at all?
Yeah, my special teams coordinator from Vanderbilt is with the Cardinals now.
Okay.
And that's
Devin Fitzsimmons?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And he recommended me to their special teams coordinator. And they got on board with it, and then the head coach got on board with it, and so that's
how it
took
off. So is he the assistant special teams coordinator with the Cardinals?
Yeah, okay. He is.
Okay. And you had a Vandy teammate there, too. Chris Pierce was there.
I had two Vandy teammates.
Oh.
Tay Daly also.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Tay was there on a tryout basis, and he got signed as well.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Okay. Chris was an undrafted free agent with the contract. Is that the right way to say that? Chris Pierce?
Yeah, he's going in as a tight end.
Okay. Oh, that's good. So Chris Pierce, for those who aren't Vandy fans, he was a big body receiver who really had a breakout season as a fifth-year senior, but he was always a receiver. And he kind of always thought, like, this guy is built like a tight end. So I'm glad it's working out that way, but he clearly was the biggest prospect of you three going in there. But great for Tay, too, as a defensive back. Is he still playing safety?
Yes, he is. Okay. And he had a great camp and earned a contract after.
Wow. So that'll be a lot of fun. Like I said, I love the Arizona Cardinals. I said at the beginning of the interview, I saw Kyler Murray play baseball when he was still doing that. And it was kind of the last baseball he ever played, college summer league. And then he went back to Oklahoma a month or so later and things started to happen that pointed him towards football, which was winning the Heisman Trophy. So I've always loved Kyler. I went to the game Cardinals Titans last year, which I wish had been closer, but Kyler went crazy. So I'm glad I got to see them last year before they started to kind of let it slip a little bit towards the end. But like you said, it's a great organization. I think they're pretty forward-thinking, too, is the impression I get. So it's a cool place to be. And, hey, you got a free weekend in Arizona. And
that's right.
They'll be back here, too, right, for a week of practice?
They'll be here.
Titans dual practice team?
Yeah, they play preseason here. And they practice here all week. I was talking to the equipment guys. They said they're going to go visit the Vanderbilt equipment guys.
Nice.
So, yeah.
So that's like, this is in like 5-6 weeks at this point, NFL preseason. It's kind of soon.
Yeah. I mean, training camp starts in 3 weeks, so it's pretty crazy.
Wow. All right. Well, for those of you who don't know Scott Meyer, you do now. He's about to go produce the Nashville Sounds game, so enjoy that, Scott.
Thanks, Matt.
Go Sounds. Scott Meyer, snapper for Vandy and Bama, hoping to get into the NFL, and pretty awesome story. I also interviewed him during his time at Vanderbilt as well. That interview was on the Anchor Down podcast. So you can search that and scroll back in the Anchor Down podcast archives if you want to find that. It was in, you just told me what month it was, October 2020?
October 2020.
So scroll back a little bit there, and it was great catching up, and hopefully we will have more strides in the snapping career to talk about sometime soon. But it's it is an ultra-specific world within the most popular sport in the country.
It is.
It's cool. It's really cool. And we talked about this in the other interview, too. You never wanted to be an O-lineman.
No.
You just wanted to be a snapper.
Correct.
I feel like that's probably the number one question people have.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'll walk up and I'm 6'1", you know, and there's not a lot of O-linemen that are 6'1", so.
You can add some weight.
Yeah, like 80 pounds.
Well, this was fun. Scott, thanks for doing this, man.
Yeah, man, thanks for having me.
We'll take a break. The 6 has turned into the 7. We'll come back, and maybe even more obscure than long snapping, we will talk pro lacrosse with my buddy Drew Carter from ESPN. If you've seen the PLL on TV, we are going to go deep into the PLL. This is the 6, quickly turning into the 7. My name is Max Herz. You're listening to 102.5 and 106.3 The Game.